and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 23rd of January, 2008. It's the birthday of one of the most famous novelists of France, Stendhal, who was born Marie-Henri Bayle in Grenoble, France, in 1783. Didn't get along with his family, left home, moved to Paris as soon as he could, served in Napoleon's army on the invasion of Russia in 1812, and after Napoleon's fall, then Stendhal began his literary career. In 1831, he published the great novel The Red and the Black, about an ambitious young man who uses any means to get what he wants and who's executed for killing his mistress, and then 5 years later, the Charterhouse of Parma. Stendhal, who said, "One can acquire everything in solitude except character." It's the birthday of the poet Derek Walcott, born on the island of St. Lucia in the Windward Islands in the Lesser Antilles in 1930, best known for his epic poem Omeros, which retells the Odyssey as it would be set in the Caribbean. And it's the birthday of the painter Edouard Manet, born in Paris, 1832, who said, "There is only one true thing. Instantly paint what you see. When you've got it, you've got it. When you haven't, you begin again. All the rest is humbug." Here's a poem for today by Wesley McNair, entitled The Future. On the afternoon talk shows of America, the guests have suffered life's sorrows long enough. All they require now is the opportunity for closure, to put the whole thing behind them and get on with their lives. That their lives, in fact, are getting on with them, even as they announce their requirement, is written on the faces of the younger ones, wrinkling their brows, and the skin of their elders, collecting just under their set chins. It's not easy to escape the past, but who wouldn't want to live in a future where the worst has already happened, and Americans can finally relax after daring to demand a different way? For the rest of us, the future, barring variations, turns out to be not so different from the present where we have always lived, the same struggle of wishes and losses and hope, that old lieutenant picking us up every so often to dust us off and adjust our helmets. Adjustment, for that matter, may be the one lesson hope has to give, serving us best when we begin to find what we didn't know we wanted in what the future brings. Nobody would have asked for the ice storm that takes down trees and knocks the power out, leaving nothing but two buckets of snow melting on the wood stove and candlelight so weak the old man sitting at the kitchen table can hardly see to play cards. Yet how else but by the old woman's laughter, when he mistakes a jack for a queen, would he look at her face in the half-light, as if for the first time, while the kitchen around them and the very cards he holds in his hands disappear. In the deep moment of his looking and her looking back, there is no future, only right now, all, anyway, each one of us has ever had, and all the two of them sitting together in the dark among the cracked notes of the snow thawing beside them on the stove, right now, we'll ever need. A poem by Wesley McNair entitled The Future, from the collection Talking in the Dark, published by David R. Godin Publisher, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and Andrea McAvey. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.